This Sunday. Side by side at the microphone, from the green light to the speed trap, Chris Switzer and Ray Garino calls them as they sees them, and you better believe them. Here! Relevant news, biased opinions, and outright bullshit regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gasp! Yes. Mechanical trickery never before revealed over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrilled to the explosive tension as Chris and Ray cuss each other down the track and barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disaster as they shake hands with the devil! All that and much more this Sunday at high noon on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and live feed, Chris Switzer and Ray Garino. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free. Every Sunday at noon on WHPC. Take the Long Island Expressway to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the sign saying no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass. Sunday!
Yeah, you know, I've been searching low and high, and if you have been, too, you found the right thing you've been looking for. It's here on 90.3 WHPC, Motormouth Radio, Long Island's only automotive talk show with your hosts, Ray Guarino and Chris Switzer. How about that, Chris?
What is up, my brother? I am just freezing my butt off up here in the nutmeg state, and just trying to stay warm and trying to stay out of the garage, basically.
I don't blame you.
Just doing my thing on this very cold Sunday morning leading into a Sunday afternoon. Got to ask you a question. Were you a slot car racer in your early days?
I tell you, I was a slot car observer. I could never afford to get into slot cars when I was younger.
Neither could I.
So I was an Aurora / AFX, small scale guy to quite the degree. But yeah, slot cars, I loved them. I was still thinking about maybe getting back into it, because now as an adult with some money, I could afford to build one. But then I'm afraid I'd go way over the edge. So, yeah.
Like you do everything else.
Exactly.
Well, if you were planning on going into one, there is one less slot car track in the world today. The last one in Brooklyn, New York, Buzzorama, a place where I spent most of my childhood, and one of those places that I can honestly say kept me out of trouble, has closed, unfortunately, and they're having an auction and a sale going on this weekend. It started yesterday, and it's going on today until 4 o'clock to remove the rest of the inventory that's in the store. And if you want ever to go down there to pick up some cool 60s and 70s and even 80s memorabilia, it's down there at 69 Church Avenue. But the reason being is because we lost a celebrity in the slot car world, and that was Frank Buzzy Perry and his wife Dolores as well. They passed away within a short time of one another, and it's sad to say that he was, I guess you could say, in the slot car world, the king, the star, the celebrity of slot car racing. And I think everybody knew him or was influenced by him. I am one of those people, and got me into made me the slick and exotic
right
individual. No, it did. but my condolences to the family. And if you're looking for any slot car parts or anything like that from the 60s and 70s, they're down there. But which is just the end of an era. It's been from 1965 till 2021.
Wow, 65. That's a long time.
That is a long time. Very true.
It didn't take a long time for the phones to light up. So let's do this. Let's go to the phones in the front and say, hi, you're on with the Motormouths.
Hey, guys, it's Jim.
What's up, Jim?
Oh, you guys start talking about toys, and I have to call in, especially when it comes to slot car racing, which is my second favorite hobby.
Oh, okay.
Hey, yeah. Although, yeah, I know I saw about Buzzorama online a little while ago, and it is sad to see that track go away. However, Ray, there are two slot car tracks here on Long Island, and they're both doing relatively well.
Yeah.
Yeah, which, one of the great
which
ones.
Which ones
is called,
are they, Jim?
There's a place called Port Jeff Raceway, which, Port believe Jeff, it or not, yeah, is not in Port Jeff. But
it
they've
moved,
been moving
right?
around.
I heard. What else?
That's actually a pretty big track. The other track is called, it's in Franklin Square.
Yep, on the Turnpike.
Yep, yeah, that's it. That's the place. They've been around quite a while. They changed owners a little while ago, and the new owner has been doing fairly well with the track. They're big on birthday parties and things like that.
There was a track called Slots a Lot, I know.
And
there was
That's the whatchamacallit. That's the track in Franklin Square.
There was one in Valley Stream also a number of years ago.
I think that was the same one. I think it
could
moved,
be, yeah. I think
sure.
so.
And
then,
I believe they did.
Jim, correct me if I'm wrong. I think there's one in Ronkonkoma.
Ronkonkoma.
I'm not sure.
That might be one of the ones originally called Port Jeff Raceway.
Oh, okay.
They do move around quite a bit. As a matter of fact, no, you're right. They are currently located in Ronkonkoma, but it's called Port Jeff Raceway.
Well, all people have to do is bust out the yellow book and look under S for slot cars, and they'll find the listings. Right?
Okay, you just dated yourself big time.
That's right.
And you can really lose your mind going slot car racing. I know a few people who have. And of course, if you really want to open up a hole that you just pour money into, go radio control car racing, because that's way more expensive.
Yes, very true, very true. I know slot car racing was definitely one thing that busted my budget in the old days, and I've heard RCs do just as much damage.
If not more. Although, if you look into slot car racing, what's nice is slot car racing, you can start off with relatively inexpensive cars and relatively inexpensive equipment and have a whole lot of fun. But then you can go crazy with what's called Group 7 cars, where the controller, forget about the slot car, the controller you need is nearly $500.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
And
that's
with
what
all
I can
the knobs
get from my Group 7
like,
controller now? Wow.
It's nuts. And the great thing, I've seen those cars. I know one person who definitely gets into that level of slot car racing. You cannot see the cars as they're racing them. They are that fast. It is insane.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember racing those type of cars. It's true. They would cover the Blue King in a second and a half. The entire...
Yeah.
Can't even remember the footage of the Blue King, but yeah, it was
180.
Yeah,
Blue Kings were 180
incredible.
Feet. Yeah, unreal how fast these things are, and you can spend absolutely. And if you look at the chassis, it's basically nothing more than a tiny little piece of steel square that goes around with a center spine, and it's nothing more than a motor, a set of tires, and a pickup.
Because of what I've learned at Buzzorama, I was able to manage Manhattan Raceway back in the early 90s, and I also helped manage Fishkill Raceway. Both of them are closed now.
I think it's your fault.
But yeah, I had a vast slot car knowledge for a long time, and it's all wasted talent right now.
Yeah, now you do a radio show.
And now I do a radio show.
So you up your game, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's got to be a slot car track in Connecticut somewhere. Come on, man.
No, there are none. There are none.
Really?
None in Connecticut. None in Connecticut. I know.
Well, if you really want to drive yourself nuts, visit a place called RC Madness in Enfield, Connecticut. It's radio controlled cars. It's on-road and off-road. And just go in there and just be amazed and leave your credit card at home. Otherwise, you'll be coming home with stuff.
Oh, yeah. I've seen some of the prices in some of the hobby shops. They are shocking. That's for sure. Jim, thank you for cluing us in. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, no problem. That's what I'm here for.
All right, Jim. Thanks a lot. We're gonna move on. We got a couple things to cover before our guests come into the studio. So,
we have guests. Thank you very much.
All right, Jim. Thanks.
Bye.
So long. All righty. Yes. So, slot cars. That's a topic that recurs all the time on this show. And I know you had a very, very rich history in that, Chris.
Yeah, so it's true. It's been, what to do with it now? I don't know.
Well,
but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was one of those things.
But it is, you know, it is. It always has been a more expensive form of hobby than what you could do at home, and that's why I couldn't get into it when I was a kid. I didn't have the money, you know. And then by the time I was a teenager and was working and all, I was playing with real cars at that time, so I didn't.
That's what happened to me too. And yeah. It was, you put the cars away as a teenager because you got the real ones.
You know what it was? In the town where I grew up, we had a slot car track. It was a pretty big one. I think an 8-laner or whatever. And you know, it closed up. It went away. And I mean, by the time I was driving, we're talking like, you know, the transition early mid 70s. And then it was already gone by then. So,
right.
You know, I guess real estate being what it was, you know, they needed it for something else. So, yeah. Anyway, but we're going to talk about another kind of transportation today. We're going to be talking about a bus.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this.
Today is the Raise the Roof special. Of course, our friend Lewis Lee from Plane in Traffic, the show that I do with Lewis on Thursday nights. Yes. Lewis bought a Bluebird bus, and he's raising the roof 18 inches because he's, you know, 12 foot 13. So, and yeah, you know, they put together.
And they call him Shorty. No,
yeah. They put together a great team of build guys, and that was Thursday night show. There was like, you know, we had like the most people on screen ever. I think it was at least 8, maybe 10.
I caught a bit of it. It was quite a show.
A lot of talent. They're going to be doing this the end of the month up in Ohio. So we're going to have Lewis. Lewis is going to come in on the phone. We're going to have Tyler. Longshot from Longshot Customs on Longshot Performance. I always say Customs. I don't know why. Another one of the builders who's going to come on and talk about that project and what's going on, because it's really cool. It's just you know, something that it's, you know, when you get, we've talked about this in the past. We, you know, Matt Gobain Brian has a Mustang that he had. Like my Pontiac, he's had it for a long, long time, and it's been in the garage and off the, you know, off the road for a long time. And we were talking about getting together, like 3 or 4 of us, going down there and building the Mustang. Well, these guys are doing it on an epic scale. And guess who just walked in the room? Not only did he not call on the phone, these guys got together. We have Mr. Lewis Lee and Tyler with us. Tyler, Lewis. Pleasure to have you guys.
How are you guys? It is so good to see you on our turf.
Yes, sir. Hello, hello.
How's it going, guys?
This is my other home.
Yes.
That's right. And
man. Hey, we really appreciate you having us on. Motor Mouth Radio is a monster, so we're happy to be here.
It's a monster, all right. Yeah.
Yeah, we're still trying to figure out how to cage it. Hey. Lewis, thank you so much for being on the show. Tyler, thank you. Really, this is a pleasure. I am so interested in this whole endeavor. Lewis, how you were able to, so first of all, the project itself, and second of all, the way that you have kind of like corralled this talent to do something truly extraordinary and something that I could say, has it been done? Well, can it be done? Can you tell us what started this and what led to this point?
Well, me and my wife decided that we were going to build this bus so we can retire and travel the country. And me and Tyler were going to a car event. And he has a large garage. So I was like, hey, you think I can fit my bus in there? Because it's cold now, and I want to cut the roof off, you know, lift it up. And he's like, yeah, we can fit it in there. And so we told a couple people, and not thinking that I'm in the car industry, and I have a lot of friends that are car people and builders, they all jumped in and said, hey, we're coming. So we picked a date, and now the boys are coming.
Chris, the one thing that you need to learn about Lewis is not only being a great promoter and talent wrangler, he knows how to get things done, and he knows how to get people that are, you know, that's kind of the beauty of the whole thing is, like, you know, just knowing who to call and you know, why waste your time? You're not going to waste your time. Like, you know, you wouldn't call your friends who, you know, just want to sit around eating pizza to come help you swing an engine. You're going to call the guys who are hardcore, right? Mm-hmm. Well, Lewis did that, and he got a room full of guys that it's like, it's a,
yeah, Lewis, I've always prided myself on not knowing everything, but knowing where to get everything. But you have eclipsed that far beyond.
When I tell people I know Lewis Lee, they're like, oh, well, you know, I haven't met him. Who's that? And I said, he's the guy who knows a guy.
Right. Well, that was kind of
one of behind the curtain.
You know, that was kind of one of our unofficial taglines on Playing in Traffic is like, listen, you know, I got a guy. I know a guy. We all do. And the beauty of that show, Lewis, and this show too, we do it here too, is we freely share our guys with the other guys because we're all in the game together. So you don't have that backbiting and infighting and no, you know, no one's keeping it secret. It's
The reason I put Plan and Traffic together is to bring like the backyard mechanics together with the TV builders or the celebrities, and you know, so everybody can meet each other and know that we all have the same likes, and companies come in, so you know, we all connect them up, and it ends up being a large friendship of people.
Right, it is. And I'll tell you what, if people want to talk to Lewis and or Tyler, you can call us 516-572-7440. The phone line is open and we can take those calls. So I don't think people have caught on to that yet, that we have guests like this, they're on a separate meeting and the phone line is open. They're so used to us having, you know, being locked up. But yeah, you want to talk to these guys?
So let me get this straight, Lewis. You have a school bus and you purchased it to make a camper out of it. Just out of curiosity, when you purchased it, did you actually stand up in it and realize, holy smokes, this roof is a little low?
Once he got home, he stood up inside and he said, you know what? We got a problem.
Well, I'm 6'5", so I knew I was going to have to do some tweaking to it. I did a lot of research before I bought the bus, and there's a lot of people doing these buses, and they're raising the roofs. Not even if they're tall or short, it's just that you get more space. You get cabinet space. You know, it feels more of a home, you know, if it's a little bigger. So I did a lot of research, and that's what I came up with.
All right. Well, our research has shown that the phone, when this thing blinks, that means the phone is lit. So we're going to go to the phones. We're going to do this and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Bob, how are you?
Robert.
Good. I had a question. I'm well, thank you. I had a question for your guests, and I'll keep it short. So how high are they going to raise the roof? And two is, with the extra added weight, are they doing anything special with the tranny and the engine?
Good question. Lewis.
Good question. Yeah.
So I can take that question. Essentially, what we're going to do is we're going to raise the roof 18 inches. 18 is a pretty common number in the schoolie community to raise the roof. It keeps you below 12 feet of overall height, and that gives you more accessibility options when you're driving around with bridges and that kind of stuff, and especially like garages and that type of thing. The other thing is you got to understand, these aren't like a van that's been converted into a bus and is now being converted into an RV. This is a bus designed to carry over 50 kids or like 40 some adults. And since it's only going to be the two of them and some cabinets and stuff inside, there's a lot of weight capacity that's not being utilized or realized with the powertrain.
Where are you going to mount the gun safe? Is it going to be like central to keep it kind of
in the back so he could pop wheelies?
Yeah, there you go.
I only got one or two.
Yeah, right. I know. Yeah.
On me.
Yeah, right. I mean, he meant his shirt pockets. That's what he meant. Yeah, but anyway, I'm sorry, Tom. Yeah. I interrupted you.
No, I was pretty much done anyway. But yeah, these buses, they have a lot of weight rating, and when you are building an RV inside of them, you aren't even going to come close to touching what they're rated for. And that's why you see some people in this community, they'll go like overboard. They build full stud walls inside. They'll put marble floors in. They'll do, because you've got so much reserve weight capacity that you don't have in like a regular RV. Yep.
Let me ask you this. Al, Jeep and Al just sent a message, and he was wondering about if you're going to use roof-mounted AC units, which would, again, of course, decrease your height.
No, I'm going to do mini splits.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to put one in the front, one in the back, and I'm going to put the units under the bus, because on the side of the bus, in between the outside wall and the frame, you have a huge space.
Okay.
So I'm gonna mount those there.
And we were talking about on Thursday night, like Lewis found out the hard way, that would impede driving on Long Island's roadways, especially if you get on them you know, like, well, you could drive a bus on the Southern State Parkway, but we know we have notoriously low bridges over here. So be ripping those suckers
Wait, can
right
I ask
over.
One more question?
Yeah, Bob, what do you got?
Lastly, I apologize. When the roof is separated from the sidewalls, this would be my last question. The contact points after the 18 inches in height, are you fabricating a new material or are you using material from an old bus that would make up for the 18 inches? And I'll leave you with that. You guys have a great week.
Good
Thanks,
question.
Bob. Great question.
And Bob, you can follow along on YouTube. This thing is going to be the most filmed event since Geraldo opened the safe on the freaking Titanic, I think. So stay tuned and you can hear how to do that later on.
Thanks, guys. Yeah.
Thanks, Bob. Okay.
So you can follow us on Busting Out Schoolie, and we're documenting the whole build. But for your question, we're fabricating new beams in the middle of the hat channels. Now, they do sell hat channels pieces that you can put in after you raise the roof, but it's kind of expensive. It's faster and easier to build our own supports.
And you have to think that people need to know about this build is, it's not like there's uncharted territory. All the guys who are coming in and part of this build are metal craftsmen. These guys are craftsmen in one form or another and multiple forms. So, I mean, we're talking bead rollers, slip rollers. We're talking, you know, high-level stuff. This ain't like a bunch of guys from the park coming down with a pair of tin snips.
I was just thinking they need to be guys that would be able to lift large amounts of weight over their head.
You haven't met these guys.
Okay, here's what we do. You stand here and you hold this.
Well, that's a good question.
You're going to hold it.
I was envisioning slinging that thing and lifting it. Yeah, is that what you're going to do in the shop, Tyler? Because you have a big shop.
So you could do something like that, but this is actually this isn't something new. There's a big community out there that has done a lot of these conversions, and about, I would say, maybe a third of them choose to raise the roof on their school buses. Mm-hmm. Maybe as much as half. It's hard to kind of get a gauge on that, but it's a well-documented process. Almost all these buses are built exactly the same way. They're all either a Bluebird or a Thomas body, and they all use the same construction style on the inside, and the way the outside skin of the bus is riveted on is all very, very similar. So this is a path that has been traveled many times before.
Right.
And one of the things they do is you can actually do this by yourself by taking your time and being patient. And they use a piece of threaded rod, and they essentially weld brackets on four corners of the roof. And you cut between the brackets, and you use the threaded rod as like a jack sort of
points, yeah.
As a support. And then you use a 2x4 on a floor jack.
Yeah.
And you raise the front a couple inches. You run up your rods. You raise the back a couple inches. You run up your rods. And once you get it all the way raised and square to everything, then you start welding in your metal supports.
Right.
And that's essentially what we're going to do. We'll have lots of hands on here and lots of help. But for the most part, we're going to follow the process as prescribed in a lot of other builds.
Well, Joey's only going to be able to help you halfway, so.
Yeah. He'll put one hand in all the situations.
I think his one hand is more valuable than, like, all of my hands and most of my friends. So,
he does some incredible stuff.
What a craftsman. Yeah.
Well, what we're not going to do is we're not going to have Joey in charge of telling us how much further to go, because he needs to raise both of his hands and show you how close you are. It won't work very well.
Now, of course, the inside joke, if you will, here, Chris, is Joey has one arm. He lost an arm in an accident many years ago. So that's what all the joking is about. Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, glad I didn't jump in on that one. I didn't know that.
But you know what? I'll tell you what. Let's jump in on the phones again and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hi, this is Steve from West Simsbury. Got a question for your guest.
Hi, Steve, shoot.
Okay. In terms of the windows, are they going to use the same windows after, you know, they raise the roof, or are they going to use larger windows?
Good question. Lewis?
Yeah, I'm going the route of changing all the windows. I'm going to snatch out the bus windows because they're not real weather efficient. So I'm going to add in RV windows.
Wow.
Okay.
And we're also moving the door we're closing in the front door and moving it to the middle and building new steps and an RV door as well.
Because, like, why keep it easy, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, hey, I got some professionals coming, so.
Well, you're right. You're right. So, Steve, does that answer your question adequately?
Yes, it does.
Yeah,
Thank you very much.
And,
great show, guys.
Steve, I think you're the next guy in line. Instead of a 32 Ford, maybe work on a bus so we can see one of them tooling around Long Island one of these days.
Oh, you remember that, huh?
Of course I do. Hey, listen, who'd you call? You didn't call a cooking show. You called the Motor Mouths. We remember this stuff.
By the way, congratulations on your 20-year anniversary.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you. It's guys like you, Steve, that keep us going, too. That's the name of the game. Thank you.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
All right, thanks. All right, you know what? We're lit up. Our phones are lit. Let's go to the phones again, and we'll say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, this is Scott from Worcester, Mass. How are you?
Hey, Scott, what's happening? Haven't seen you
for
a while.
Just listening to the show right now.
What up, Scotty?
Hey, how's it going? Is this not live? Is this, like, back a few seconds?
No, you are well, there is a little bit of a delay, so just keep it clean, all right? We do have FCC regulations here.
All right, when's this roof getting done?
January 29th and 30th.
So I take it you got a big garage you're going to be able to do this in, so you're not outside.
Yeah, well, we put up a big tent. We're ready to go.
Oh, that's awesome. That's
a big tent for the circus.
Yeah.
Hey, Scott, if it's cold like it is right now, you're not going to want to be out there.
Yeah, right? If you're
oh my God,
man, you can come over and see us. You know where we're at.
Yeah, I'll drive. It's only, 11 hours or something? No, it wasn't 11 hours. How long did it take us to get to Ohio? It was like 7 hours, I think, 7.5.
Right.
Yeah. I'd love to see you again.
I'll be right there.
I think I did Toledo in like 7 or 8 from here once. Yeah,
that's about the going rate.
It was actually more me. Yeah. It was a town outside of Toledo, but yeah, another story.
Yeah, Scott's one of our regulars on Planet Traffic. Good dude. I met him a couple years back, and he's a good installer and a builder too. He has a nice Blazer.
Right, right.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
cool. Scotty, we haven't seen you in a while. It's been audibly deficient without you because you bring us, you know, I mean, everybody brings
bring
a little something. Yeah, exactly.
Well, I've been really busy, you know, at work, and at night it's like 9 o'clock comes around and I'm like falling asleep. And then I caught a nasty cold weeks back, and then I just got over COVID. So it's just like, don't feel like doing anything. But it looks like you guys changed your format on the show.
New platform.
Yeah. I'll send you a new link.
I've been getting the links. I just haven't joined it. It looks like you can put, what, 8 people on the screen? 4?
9, I think.
You can do 9 plus yourself, and then I can, with my free account, I can only do 5 plus myself.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Lewis is always changing it up, always looking to make it better and keep things interesting. So, and we just follow along.
That's right.
Right.
All right, guys. Well, I just wanted to give you guys a call and say hi, and hope everything's good, and we'll see each other again on a Thursday night.
All right, Scott. Looking forward to it.
All right. Happy New Year, everyone.
Thanks, Scott. See you soon. Bye bye.
Take care, Scott.
All right, that was Scotty. You know what? We got another one. Let's go again. Why? You know what? We're giving this phone a workout. We'll say
phones are on fire. I love it.
You are on with the Motor Mouths, caller. Go.
Hey guys, it's Billy G. How's everybody?
Hey, Billy. Now,
Billy Velvet!
Lewis, since you know, Billy is always on the Playing in Traffic show with us, but in the background.
I'm on the show on Thursdays, guys.
I'm
out in the clouds listening. So, Lewis, I know you said you were going to do RV windows. I heard you on Thursday night. So my question is your cut line, your horizontal cut line, going to be at the stock windows so it's just easier to take those windows out and just cut those braces and raise it there, and then put your sheet metal in, and then put your windows? Is your cut line going to be?
Actually, we're going to cut on the first rub rail below the windows. So we're going to cut there, lift it up, and then the new sheet metal will go above the windows and over the top where that hat channel goes. If I'm saying that right.
So, yeah. So the way the roof rolls over the edge, at the edge of the roof panel, there is like a, almost like a sun visor shape above the windows.
Right.
And
instead of rain cutter, I would assume.
Yeah, like a rain cover, basically. So instead of cutting all that off, what we'll do is we will pop all the rivets right above where the windows are, and the new piece of sheet metal will tuck up underneath that rain guard. And then the whole side of the bus will be one unbroken piece of metal, and then we'll go back in after and cut out the window openings.
That's smart. That's
sounds
smart
good.
Idea.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought of that. Yep.
Nah. Yeah. I wish you guys luck. It sounds like a great project. It'd kind of like be cutting up a gangbang and a couple of AMT Revell kits back in the day. So good luck with it.
Match bash. Oh, thanks for the call, Bill.
All right, guys. Enjoy.
All
good
right,
luck.
So bye-bye. The phones are still lit, but I'll tell you what, guys. It's the bottom of the hour. We have to take the bottom of the hour break to do what Chris, the voodoo that who do. And do we have a Motormouth Honor Group of the Hour today, Chris?
Of course we do, Ray. We have the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. If you own a vehicle that happens to be warm-blooded, does your car let you know that it's not happy when you go start it in single-digit weather, like you're experiencing right now in Ohio, I'm sure?
Uh-huh.
Does it sound like it's moaning when it's cranking?
Uh-huh.
Does it fire up and stall and then stall again and then stall again, even though it's not carbureted? When you finally get it running and warming up, do you hear rattles and gurgles that you've never heard during warmer weather? Does it crank slowly and lumber forward as, does it creak slowly, I should say, I can't even read my own handwriting, and lumber forward as you put it in drive and show a complete lack of confidence before it chips into second? Well, sir, if you have the unfortunate experience of trying to get your car to operate and cooperate in this brutal cold, you are part of the Motormouth Radio Honor Group of the Hour. Thank you very much.
Excellent. And I must add, this week's, you want to listen to this week's Long Island News, Fridays at 3 p.m. on this fine station, because host Bill McIntyre takes a look at the stories shaping the Long Island community over the past week. Listen as Newsday reporters and local newsmakers, including Nassau County Executive, not Laura Kern, it's Bruce Blakeman, talk about the stories affecting Long Islanders like you and I. I'll have to got to edit copy here.
I'm glad you proofread.
Yeah, right. Well, that's how we do our pre-show, right? That was proofreading Rob. All right, so we're going to do a little break, guys. I know. Hang with us. We got another call waiting to come in. It's queued up, so we'll take our break first, and we will be back with more. Lewis, I went far and wide to have to find this song, and I looked through all of my vast musical collection, and I actually had to go out and get it out of my car. So, well, hopefully the cue button works on this thing, and it'll come in at the right spot. And we'll be back with more Motormouth Radio. Chris Switzer, Ray Guarino, we got Lewis and Tyler about the Raise the Roof project on 90.3 WHPC. Keep it where you got it.
Every day I get you
to run my dream bus.
To get on the bus that takes me to you.
To run my dream bus.
I'm so nervous I just sit and smile.
My dream bus.
House is only another mile.
This show on 90.3 WHPC is brought to you by CarStar Celebrity Chase Collision, with two locations in Limbrook and Oceanside, who remind you that New York State law says you always have the right to choose which shop will fix your car. CarStar Celebrity Chase Collision offers a full range of services, 24-hour towing between Montauk and Manhattan, shuttle service, and they can help you with a rental car arrangement if needed. All repairs include the CarStar Lifetime Nationwide Warranty, ensuring that the experts at Celebrity Chase Collision are always on your side.
Y si hablamos español.
More information is available by calling 516-593-0920 or visiting online at celebritychasecollision.com.
You're listening to the Motormouth.
Hello, gentlemen.
Next
you guys
one.
Call yourself hot rods. Come on, man.
I was waiting for you to learn how to trim my bonsai plant.
Motormouth.
Love the show and keep them coming.
You have to excuse me. I was just outside messing around with the car.
I'm reluctant to say I'm anything like you guys.
Motormouth.
But I am exactly like you guys.
I try and keep every old thing going.
Good show as usual.
Motormouth.
You guys are trouble.
I know you guys have your finger on the pulse of stuff.
Our train staff.
too, will help.
Come on and ask and answer some car questions. I'm a fountain of useless knowledge.
Well, quite frankly, there are better things to do with your time.
Instructions are just another man's opinion, Ray.
Yeah, I talk to you guys when I need you. I appreciate you. I listen to you.
Yeah, I want to know what the is wrong with my car.
I'll be glad to answer any questions for you I can.
You're different because you glow in the dark, so it's all good.
Rob, can I ask you a question?
Sure, ask anything.
Motor mouth!
Have you heard from Ray or Chris saying that this was going to be the best show ever in the history
of mankind?
No, you
see, it's funny because Ray will come in and say, well, Rob, this is going to be the greatest show we've ever done.
It's not Sunday morning until I'm sure.
And sometimes Chris...
Motor mouth radio is going to be the best show that was ever done.
And then Chris will sometimes joke that it's going to be the worst show they've ever done.
There are answers, sometimes correct ones, and we may have them.
Motor mouth radio, 90.3 FM, WHPC.
Motor mouth.
Hey, you, get over here. Every Sunday, 12 to 1, you are going to tune in to hear the Motor Mouths, my friends Ray Guarino and Chris Switzer. 90.3 FM, WHPC. You might learn something.
All right. We're back on the Magic Bus. Ray Guarino, Chris Switzer, Lewis and Tyler on Motor Mouth Radio. We're back, fellas. All right.
Thanks for having us, by the way.
Oh, listen, that's the least we could do. You know, that's what we do.
We love that you guys are setting the phones on fire, too, which is very cool, at 516-572-7440. That's a lot of fun.
I think this is the call we were waiting for. Hello, caller, you're on with the Motor Mouths. Shoot.
Yeah, this is Joey. I know how to read a tape measure. Even though I can only do it half the time, I do it all the time.
All right.
Joey.
Mr. Joey Collins, one of the fabulous, one of the A-team build team on this project. What's happening, Joe?
Oh, nothing. I am sitting here listening to the show and heard I was being talked about, and I had to come and defend my... I don't know what I'm defending, but I'm defending something.
Absolutely.
Listen, Joey, I only make fun of you half the time.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Well, you won't do that to my face. well, if you do, it'll be half my face. But but no, I've actually been trying to catch up with all of you. I've been reaching out to you to talk to you about your vehicle's extended car warranty, but none of you ever answer your phone.
Yeah, we know how to duck that one, that's for sure. Yeah,
that was you.
Yeah.
Joe, the hair on the back of my neck just went up.
Yeah. Joe, Chris, yeah. Joe is at Mill Creek Fab Shop, and the stuff that he gets into, like restoring an old lathe, I mean, stuff is,
what?
Yeah. You thought the Ouija board you restored was tough work. You should... stuff a try.
Yeah, it's an old 102-year-old metal lathe.
Joe, you don't call AutoZone to get parts for an old lathe, that's for sure.
No, you make them if you have to.
Where do you start?
And so I want to write the tagline for his channel. It is, one armed man chooses heaviest piece of shop machinery to restore.
Ever. Yeah, in the history of everything, yeah. Right?
Well, you know what they say. You know, if you got a challenge, you know, I'm not disabled. I'm differently abled. And
right. There you go.
So I take on the challenge, and I just spearhead it and take it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
And the cool thing about it is I'll be able to make parts for people for their old classic antique stuff. So,
right.
But yeah, I know how to read a tape measure. I learned at a very young age there, Tyler, and that kind of hurt my feelings a little bit. And I wanted
if you could read a tape measure, you can co-host the show.
Is that Dick Vitale I hear talking?
Yes. through the magic of telephonic communication. Yeah. There's a throwback for you. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I do want to say these guys have proven to be just absolutely amazing men and a couple of women that are going to be involved. And I can't wait till this whole thing starts. And I think some of us are planning. I haven't gotten hold of everyone yet, but I think we're going to be planning a trip down to Talmadge on Friday, the day before, and do a quick tour and some shopping of the Summit store there. And
nice.
Arco over at Outlaw Ed, he's totally flipping over backwards, excited about that. And so,
well, he's probably never seen an actual like parts store.
Yeah, Arco and Heidi, they're the long distance winners in this contest, I think, definitely. Come from Wisconsin?
No, actually, Minnesota. Iron Horse Garage is 30 hours away.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so they're flying in, Arco Jason, and Heidi, of course. They're going to drive in.
Right.
Yeah, Iron Horse is in Idaho, right?
Yeah.
Idaho or Iowa?
Nampa, Idaho.
And that's further away? Gee, my geography is totally screwed up.
It fits them well that they're from Idaho because they're a bunch of potato heads and their brains are mashed potatoes. So.
All right.
And I hope they're listening to this because they know I love them. So, but
Chris,
I just had to say I had to call in and depend myself on the tape measuring, and I can only get an arm length's worth in. But hey, it's better than nothing.
Joey, I think anybody who watches Mill Creek Fag Shop, check out Joe's YouTube channel. They know that this man doesn't have to test or bolster himself in any way. He walks the walk, talks the talk, and it shows in the work he does. So, you know,
he does more with his left nub than I do with my entire left arm. So.
I could believe the same thing, and I tell you, it's an inspiration to it makes me think. Ever since I've met Joey, which is only a few weeks, every time I sit down to rest, I think, oh man, I shouldn't be sitting down. I should get up. I should do something. And that's a good thing. You know, it's inspiration in a positive direction.
It's inspiration.
Yeah.
You bet it is.
I do appreciate that. And I just want everybody to know that I'll probably work circles around you single-handedly. So.
Probably so.
Well, you don't have enough. That's a figure of speech for most people, but for you, it's literal.
Yeah.
Yeah, reality. So.
All right.
But, all right, guys. Yeah, I appreciate you guys, too. And, Tyler, you want to reply to Paul for me? He's in email asking all kinds of questions.
Yes, I've gotten all of your text messages.
All right, all 10 of them? So.
Yeah, all 10.
All right, Joey.
Deleted each one like the last.
All right, man, I'll send 500 more while you're on the radio.
Great. Thanks, Joey. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you too, Ray. You have a great night.
You got it.
Evening.
All right.
Hey, Joe, I got to give you my best Dick Vitale imitation. Thank you, baby! There
you go. Hey, before I hang up, the UK Wildcat absolutely hates Dick Vitale when he's calling one of their games. Oh, my goodness. The hate around that entire UK community is unreal.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
And I shared this live out to a lot of people that live in Kentucky, and they're probably was thinking the same thing I was thinking. As soon as I heard your voice, I was like, oh, my God, you know. And I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's awesome that there's a voice that could mess up the entire UK Wildcats way of thinking.
I think somebody on the line.
Yeah.
All right, Joey.
Glad to know I have an impact.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah. So.
Chris is making a note. He's like, okay, not going to Kentucky. And
not going there. No. Exactly. Tyler's one step ahead of me. Not going there.
Yeah, if you go there, just keep your lips sealed, man. You'll be okay.
Thanks for the advice, Joey. It's going to be well taken.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right.
Talk later.
To you soon. So long.
Be safe.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, if you want to get in on the fun like everybody else, 516-572-7440, something we don't get to do on Thursday nights. We don't get to give a phone. You know, see now, listen, you can see now where I have to shift what I do because I'm used to doing this, and then we do that. Yeah. And I'm like, wow, this is different. But, you know, they're both good. So.
Yeah, different flavor.
Yeah, whatever.
That's what makes us all smarter. You know what I mean? We learn from different things.
Okay,
true. It's. I love the fact that everybody, at least Ray and I, realized this early on. Everybody was doing the same thing at the same time. We just didn't know each other. And and Lewis, Tyler, it sounded like you guys were doing the same thing at the same time as we were. It's just was just all happening at the same time. We just didn't know that you were across the fence from the other guy. We were like, hey, you're doing this, do it.
Right.
That's what started Motormouth Radio. And how did, is that the same way Playing in Traffic started?
Yes. Basically, I wanted to reach out to people that didn't have access. Like the internet opened up the world to a whole new thing. So now I can reach out to somebody in Texas that might be a car builder in his garage and connect him up with somebody else in Texas or in New York. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it just brings the whole community together without being together.
Yeah.
That's the same reason I started my YouTube channel too, because I've ever since I was a young man, I had a love of sharing knowledge with people. And one of my personal sayings is the day you stop learning is the day you start dying.
Got it right.
So I love to share what I know with people, and I love to learn new things too. And I've been following a few YouTube channels for years and years, and they're very good at what I call disseminating information, right? So then I got a facility here where I was able to record videos and stuff, and I just kind of jumped in feet first in December, and it's been growing ever since.
Tell them what your YouTube channel is.
Oh yeah, my YouTube.
Yes,
yeah, we were
going to Mr. Longshot,
and spell it out: MISTER. You know, Chris, Thursday night, Tyler and I were speaking later, and we did a 3-hour and 37-minute show.
What?
Well, we had to make up for the time because all the build team was on, so we had to we make up for it on the other side. But Tyler hung, and the one thing I found out is just like with this show. He and I were throwing out names of YouTube channels that we watch. We watch the same stuff. And like,
isn't that amazing?
You know, we're like almost 1,000 miles apart, but it's that if your head is in it, you're kind of doing what all the other people are doing and you don't even know it because you don't get to talk about it. So,
yeah, Ray and I,
I'll plug a couple of them right now.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead, I'll plug a couple of them right now. Two of the guys that I've learned the most from is a channel called This Old Tony.
Yep.
He's hilarious. He's very smart. He's a creative person. If you go watch any of his videos, make sure you tell him that Mr. Longshot sent you. And then, likewise, there's another channel called AVE. Ave.
Right.
And he's super knowledgeable. He can fix anything that that man has put together. And I tell you what, I've learned more from those two guys in particular over the last 5 years than probably my entire professional education.
I learned that he's got some cool friends because I watched a video of his yesterday where someone had gifted him a pair of a Leatherman tool, but it has the word NASA on it. And it was there was a fella's name on there with a serial number. And he said, these things are gifted. They're not, you can't buy it. Well, I went and looked them up on the good old interweb. And yeah, there's one on eBay for $2,000. I'm like, oh, wow. Crap. He was right. These things aren't, you know, commercially available.
But, yeah, I've had very little patience with anything on YouTube because of there's a lot of it's good that you gave us some good YouTube channels because there's so many bad ones. Yeah. And it's even gotten to the point where once I start hearing that guitar, that fuzzed out guitar intro, I don't want to hear it anymore.
Like the one we used to use.
Well, you know.
So I have to change my intro song now.
Everybody's going to change their intro. There was one guy.
I'm going to do sad piano, and I'm going to put your name in the bottom corner.
Thank you. I'll be right there.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll be right there. It's that, and when everybody comes in with that with the graphics for like 2.5-3 minutes, wow. And I'm like, and I'm a graphics guy, and I even say that's too long. That's way too long. Yeah. And that's what they do. They now you got to hear all about themselves, and how great they are, and everything. Just tell me how to fix the problem. That's all I care about. Just tell me how to fix the problem.
Well, go watch a couple of my videos and give me a review.
I am.
What I've noticed, I do a couple different things. I also have a leather company where I make leather products. Mm-hmm. And I like watching people that are bad because I learn from them as well what not to do. Or I've even learned things to do that they've done. You know what I mean? So I watch the good and the bad and the evil.
It's pretty good, too, because I know, you know Lewis's leather stuff is great. I got some leather products for Christmas for my wife. I got a nice, you know, a belt in the mouth and a boot in the ass. But that's another story altogether. I guess we don't have to get into that here.
Yeah, my cordless 9mm hole puncher is in a Lee custom leather nice. Holster right now.
Nice. The cordless cool. version. Beautiful. Yeah, we do go to all sorts of places. So, fellas, we're in that danger zone of the last quarter of the show, and we do have a hard end because we have a show that comes in right after us. So when we're done, we are done. It's not Thursday
You'll
night
scramble
here.
Out of here.
Yeah, we're out of here. So let's get this out of the way now. How about throwing out information, contact information, or information about this build, how people can find it on the internet, and if you want to put your own info out there, let's do that now so we take care of it.
Okay. You can reach me at playingintraffic.com and on Facebook or on YouTube, Playing in Traffic Show, and Busting Out Schoolie.
Right.
So any of those areas, you can find me.
Excellent.
Yep. And then my contact info is when I do the YouTube stuff, I'm Mr. Longshot. And then on Instagram and YouTube, the channel, the URLs are Mr. Longshot Official.
Right.
And Mr. is all spelled out, M-I-S-T-E-R. And then I also have a Facebook page that's dedicated to my performance shop. It's called Longshot Performance.
Mm-hmm. Right. Very good. Yeah, and then people can find out the build is going to be, like, everybody's bringing cameras, apparently. So there's going to be, I don't know, geez, everybody's, I don't know, Lewis, if you'd be able to make one central jumping point. I don't know if you can do that with YouTube.
Yes. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to try to coordinate everything to Plan and Traffic.
Okay,
so
good.
Everything will be on the YouTube channel Plan and Traffic, and all the links of every other channel will be there as well.
Because the lineup is spectacular. In no particular order, Heidi and Arco from Outlaw Edge are coming in, Jason from Iron Horse Garage, Joey from Mill Creek Fab Shop, Terry, Coverman 66, he's been in this studio twice, Paul from wherever the hell he's from, he's pretty quiet about it, so he really doesn't... I thought Paul looked like Joe Walsh, truthfully, but I don't know. Tyler, of course, is at your shop. You're the host. Of course, Lewis will be there, and Bill Cameron from The Edge of Eternity will be in. Did I miss anybody? Will anybody else? Or is that it? I think that's it.
There's a couple of local guys that are going to be here that also run YouTube stuff that I've invited to kind of help me out with filming. One of them is Kyle Maffitt.
Ah.
He has a YouTube channel dedicated to automotive stuff. And then also my buddy Leroy, he has a vlog channel that he runs that is also dedicated to mostly automotive stuff.
Okay. Let's see if this is who's on the line. We'll go to the phones and the fun and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Who are we speaking with?
This is William from Iron Horse Garage.
Ah, very good, William. Joey. How are you?
Good. Joey told me to call in, so I was originally thinking maybe this is a setup, but here I am.
No, you're live on.
Are you here to refute the allegations that you're a potato head?
I don't have anything to say for or against that.
All right. Okay. Good enough. Are you going to be? Will you be attending the build, William?
Yes, we will.
Yep. Oh, excellent.
We will be there. We'll be there Thursday.
Oh,
so a little bit early, but yeah,
coming in early. Okay.
Yeah, we're looking forward. We're going to feed you well.
Yeah, I heard the case of Oreos has been ordered already.
Oh, good deal.
No, we were, funny story about
the
Oreos.
We had on our list a 55-gallon drum full of Dr. Pepper, so I don't know if that got there yet. But
my favorite,
anyway.
Yeah.
I got you covered.
That'll be hard to get on carry-on.
On tap, yeah.
Yeah.
What happened with the cookies, Tyler? You had a problem?
Yeah, there was an issue. I went to Meijer to purchase the 10 cases of Oreos for $10, and they were all sold out.
Ah.
So I ended up having to take out a second mortgage to get enough Oreos for everybody.
Wow.
Yeah, right on. Wow.
But
well,
they're here.
You got a good interest rate on that.
No, terrible. I'm self-employed.
Well,
they don't like self-employed.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll wait a few months.
Your interest is like 16% then probably or something.
He'll wait a few months and refinance it, that's all. We'll get a money guy in on this one and give him a better rate, you know?
There you go.
Yeah, right on.
All right.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to you coming, man. It's going to be a great time.
Be a
good time. No matter what, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're gonna get a lot of content coverage, and I think it's going to be completely awesome. And I have a gut feeling that this is going to turn into some kind of annual event. whether it's always here or whether it travels around. There's going to be a big build every winter, I think.
Now, Lewis may drive that bus back home, and it may look like the fire engine from Little Rascals by the time he's done, because who knows? But but I tell you, with the talent that's amassed, I don't think that's going to be the issue.
Yeah, it's going down.
Well, thanks for the call, William. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate everything, and we will see you guys over there.
Excellent.
Sure.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
See you soon. Yep. Bye. All right. Yeah, this is are you guys going to sleep for a week after this or what? Lewis, did you take time off? You got a little vacation?
Yeah, man. It turned into something that I never could imagine, man. I really appreciate all the people involved.
It snowballed super quickly.
Really fast.
You see what happens when you put up the Lewis Lee sign up in the sky? I was trying to think of what Lewis's signal would be, but I don't know. But, you think of the power that invoked, and it's and everybody's really into this, Chris. I mean, guys are like, salivating.
It sounds totally. Lewis, I'm wondering how you're going to host the show. Are you going to get like in a suit and tie or something? And
I might have to, man. Cause,
microphone, talk to people.
Yeah, they're turning it up on me, man. I
want to see that. I want to see you open the show with some nice guitar music. No, not nice guitar.
No.
Banjo. Some smooth jazz or something.
Just for you, Chris, I'm going to change it up. I'm going to get like some jazzy guitar with a saxophone and stuff.
Love it.
We'll call it the Chris
intro. There you go.
Yes. That sounds good. I'm impressed already. Moving and shaking. I'm digging it. I'm liking it. I'm on your site right now, and I'm looking at the Mr. Longshot logo. The logo's awesome.
Yeah, my good friend Levi and I, he was crashing at my house about 5 years ago, right before I opened my performance shop. And he's a bit of an artist, and I kind of just described to him what I wanted. I wanted something simple that would be easy to put on like a vinyl cutout to slap on a car. And we came up with the name Longshot just sitting around my coffee table. He doodled it on a napkin, and that's kind of where it came from.
I always say something that can be embroidered is always a good thing.
Oh yeah,
yeah. You won't be able to. You obviously on the radio, you won't be able to see it, but
very nice.
Here's an embroidered hat
that is good
with the shop logo, and I'm working on some Mr. Longshot specific merch. I'm going to keep the two logos separate.
Mm-hmm. Very good. That's smart thinking, Ty. I like that. And also, we're trying to work on getting some video of Motormouth Radio to put on our YouTube channel as well. So maybe work hand in hand here.
We invited Ray. We said he could come out here Thursday and be on plane and traffic, and then he can stay through Sunday and host the show from here. But he said he's technically deficient, and he's worried about on-air problems.
Work or something. Yeah.
Now, he usually uses me as a scapegoat. He usually says, oh, no, Chris won't do that. No.
Come on, Chris. Jump in the car. You're only like 6 hours away.
Yeah, it's true. I won't even.
You could be like you could be like Jim Cantore from the Weather Channel. This is Chris on location.
Oh, yeah, there you go, right? Well, I tell you where we're not anymore. We're not in location. Yeah, we're going to have to close this show because Kim is here with the best of Thunder Road, with Thunder Road, the best of Springsteen and the band. So we're going to have to clear out of here, guys.
Gentlemen, this was the fastest hour on radio, I swear. And that's what you always call the show, and this truly was. I had a ball. I loved it.
I had a great time, and we didn't even talk about my stunt crew or any of the other fun
stuff. Tyler, we'll have you back, and we'll talk about that, and we will, because Chris and I have a contact with that world, too, so we'll get involved.
Awesome.
So, Tyler, Lewis, thank you very much for coming on today. Congratulations, and good luck with that build. We'll be back next week. I think we have a guest. I don't even know. I didn't look in the book, but that's it. So for Chris Switzer, for Tyler, for Lewis, Ray Guarino, Chris, what does Chassis John always say that you always said that now everybody else says?
Don't follow us home, baby!
Right. All right. Motormouth Radio out. See you guys. 90.3 WHPC.